This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The Alex Jones Show. Actually, we've got the fourth hour coming up later, but for the moment, we're going to stick with this issue. So basically, the left is now whining about this outrage culture that they created and they perfected. And whenever any of them get any heat whatsoever for their stupid tweets, they play the victim card. Oh, look, people are saying mean things about me. People are violently threatening me. Yeah, join the club. How is this still a thing anymore? Yeah, even today we have it in the BBC. This is an article where the woman who brought the court case, which has delayed Brexit, Gina Miller, the headline is Man Held Over Threats in Gina Miller Brexit Case, BBC News. A man has been arrested over alleged threats made against Gina Miller, the woman behind the Brexit legal challenge. So it talks about people who have been arrested because they threatened her on Twitter. Others have been told to stop tweeting, basically, because they made violent threats. Yes. Anyone who is even vaguely a public figure gets violent threats. I mean, after I made a video about the riots in Milwaukee, literally overnight, there were 50 death threats from Black Lives Matter activists. But CNN says it's peaceful, so I guess you should believe them. Everybody gets death threats. Everybody gets violent threats. I just looked in my inbox and there were another dozen just over the past few hours. People wishing death upon me. Yeah, big deal. Put your big boy pants on and grow up and just accept that that's a form. That's a consequence of saying contentious things on the internet, whether they're jokes or whether they're political opinions. And yes, you have the right to make nasty, obscene, offensive jokes. I'm not going to call for you to be censored. I'm not going to call for you to be fired. But it's just kind of ironic how now I'm being blamed for outrage culture, which the left created and perfected in the first place. And then they get to pretend like they've got the moral high ground because I used the word writer instead of contributor. When they're literally defending a guy who's making jokes about a 10-year-old kid being a rapist. But I'm the bad guy. He's the victim. Okay, let's move on. The Daily Mail reports, but is it art? Angry man Shia LaBeouf rants at camera as he partakes in his anti-Donald Trump project in New York City. Now, we could be kind about Shia LaBeouf. I could say that he's had some interesting art projects in the past which deal with the ludicrousness of celebrity. Or we could be not so nice about him and say he's a narcissistic, has-been attention whore who made one decent movie 10 years ago and now seems to be preoccupied with having drunken meltdowns and being arrested and trying to look like Che Guevara, trying to look authentic by dressing like a homeless person when he's actually a multimillionaire. We could be not so nice and say those things about him. But this latest art project is really interesting because it's basically turned into a homing beacon for cult members, for anti-Trump hysterical cult members. It's basically a camera and a microphone in New York City with the words, "He will not divide us," above it. And it's a live stream, and people are invited to go there and share their opinions. Meanwhile, you have basically cult members chanting over and over again, "He will not divide us, he will not divide us." It sounds like a reinvention of the old Occupy Wall Street mic check thing, which even people on the left thought was very creepy and cult-like. And now it's happening again with this Shia LaBeouf project. So as you see in the video here, he's basically being trolled by neo-Nazis. You hear him shouting, screaming in this guy's face. Now, yes, this guy is a neo-Nazi. He's a bad guy. I don't agree with neo-Nazis. I don't support their opinions. But look at the behavior of Shia LaBeouf. This is a guy who wants everybody to be united and for division not to be happening. And he's the guy angrily shouting in this individual's face. Well, of course, he's protected by three massive security guards. He's fronting up to a 5-foot weakling. We'll be back to talk about it on the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dad, I'm really afraid of what's happening with the economy. There's too much civil unrest, too much terrorism, and unstable global markets. I'm tired of riding the ups and downs of the market. It reminds me of 2008. I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-676-0821. Learn how easy it is to set up your own precious metals private storage IRA and how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. Gold Silver Group can satisfy any of your precious metals investment needs. Receive your gold and silver fully insured and privately delivered to your door. Call Gold Silver Group, 800-676-0821, 800-676-0821.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, let's talk about Shia LaBeouf and his new art project, which, you know, he's basically a narcissistic attention whore at this point, so the modern art world will love him. He's got a camera up there, he's got a microphone, people chanting, "He will not divide us, he will not divide us," like cult members. He's being very aggressive to anyone who tries to troll that. He's getting in their face, screaming at them. Of course, there are a 5 foot weaklings. So he's got 3 security guards behind him. He's very tough. And yes, they're neo-Nazis, and we don't agree with neo-Nazis, but we also don't agree with getting violent towards people with whom we disagree politically. And that's the point here, which is why we're going to talk about Richard Spencer. Now, Richard Spencer is somebody who, you know, I had Mike Cernovich on here a few months ago now, and we did a whole hour almost talking about Richard Spencer, talking about how we disavow InfoWars, how Cernovich disavows himself from Richard Spencer, from his audience, because they got up right after Trump won the election. They invited the mainstream media vipers into the den. They had a little conference with neo-Nazis, and they all got up and did the Sieg Heil while Richard Spencer was saying Heil Trump. Now, you can call this guy whatever you like. You can call him a neo-Nazi. white supremacist, an identitarian. Yes, I don't agree with him. I've had arguments and blazing rows with him. This is not somebody who I support, but it's also not somebody who I'm going to violently attack. Because newsflash, you can't violently attack people on the street just because you disagree with them politically. And what we've seen, and you can roll the video of Richard Spencer being punched at the inauguration riots, what we've seen is the legitimization of anti-Trump hysteria by the mainstream media, the legitimization of violence against people just because you disagree with them politically. Again, it doesn't matter if he's a neo-Nazi. It doesn't matter if you think he's a neo-Nazi. Here's another newsflash, okay? The far left thinks everyone and anyone who disagrees with them is a neo-Nazi. So you're giving them carte blanche to go and punch anyone they like on the street. Of course, they don't like it the other way around. We saw Gavin McInnes get in a fight with an Antifa fascist. They're the actual fascists. They attack people. They smash up property. They intimidate people out of expressing their opinions, like the Nazis did. They're the actual fascists. But you saw Gavin McInnes get in a fight with one of them. You saw another guy who tried to run through a roadblock that was set up by these Antifa little commie fascists. Here you see the Gavin McInnes fight. He gets in a fist fight almost with this individual. And many people said, to be fair, that Gavin was the aggressor. You have another video, which I think you've got, which is a guy at a checkpoint, again, at the anti-Trump hysterical frothing temper tantrum. There's a group of Antifa activists. He tries to barrel through them because they're stopping him from going where he wants to go. Here you see the clip. And this guy, you see him there, he starts to attack them. Just before that and just after it, there you see he starts to try and punch one of them, and in fact does punch one of them. So if you're making the argument that it's acceptable to violently attack people because you disagree with them politically, then you can have no complaints about that, okay? But what we've seen with this Richard Spencer incident over the last few days is not just the far left, but the mainstream media getting on board, creating this narrative that it's okay to meter out violence in advance of a political objective. Now, you look up the word terrorism. What's the definition of the word terrorism? Well, it's the unlawful use of violence and intimidation, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political aims. And doesn't that sound familiar? We have the mainstream media actually legitimizing terrorism with these violent attacks against so-called alt-righters and anyone who they disagree with. Again, doesn't matter if he's a Nazi, okay? I've had arguments with him on Twitter. I don't support him. Doesn't matter. Do I have the right to go around punching communists in the face on the street because I'm offended by them? No. Yet they advocate a belief system that was responsible for the deaths of tens of millions more people than fascism. Even if this guy's a fascist, he says he's not a neo-Nazi, even if you think he is. Does that make it okay for me to violently attack communists because they have hammer and sickles? Because they have Mao posters up on their walls, which the culture has made trendy? Yeah. What was it, 200 million people dead because of communism alone? That's trendy, that's acceptable. But God forbid you support Donald Trump, you're a Nazi, and we're going to punch you in the face. Listen to this article. This is out of The Nation. Okay, this is not Antifa, this is out of The Nation. Neo-Nazi Richard Spencer got punched. You can thank the Black Bloc. And it's by this writer, Natasha Lennard, who says that the punch lends itself perfectly to a beat and goes on to basically romanticize the fact that he was punched in the face. Again, advocating violence in pursuit of a political goal, that is terrorism. It doesn't matter if he's a Nazi or if you think he's a Nazi. Okay? You're on the same page. All of you leftists who are out there advocating violence to shut down free speech, you are on the same page as the Charlie Hebdo jihadists who went into that cartoon newsroom, massacred those people in Paris because they were offended by their political opinion. You're on the same page as them. That's great company to keep, isn't it? Yet this narrative will not end. They think it's legitimate to violently attack someone because he's a Nazi. Again, the far left thinks everyone's a Nazi. Where is this going to lead? The free speech that you have is dependent on your worst enemies having those free speech rights. Okay? If neo-Nazis don't have their free speech, you don't have yours. That's how it works. It's all or nothing. That's how it works. And so is Richard Spencer literally Adolf Hitler? Is he leading a panzer division of invasion tanks that are going to mow people down? No. Yes, if you're in an actual war with Nazis, then you can kill Nazis. Last time I checked, we weren't in World War II, okay? You can't attack people because they disagree with you politically. You set the precedence for absolute carnage and civil war, you idiots. But I keep hearing this on Twitter every single day. And it's mainly from the people who support Antifa. You know, the so-called anti-fascists who behave like actual fascists. You know, the mom's basement-dwelling thugs, most of whom never worked a day in their life. They're what happens when teen brats are never told no by their parents. They're the actual fascists. They're the actual brown shirts. They're the people who plan acid attacks on Trump supporters at the deplorable. They're the people who plan neck punches on people attending the deplorable, as was exposed by James O'Keefe. They're the people who like to get in people's faces and assault them. We saw them assault the other Trump supporter the night before Trump was inaugurated, snatched his hat off him when he tried to retrieve the hat, punched in the face, whacked with the flagpole. That's the tolerant left view. And again, they say, oh, violence against fascism is justified, otherwise we're enabling it. Absolute bunkum BS. I can't go around punching communists in the face. I wouldn't want to, because I still, even though everything they stand for is absolutely vile, I still support their right to free speech. The same free speech that protects my free speech is, if it doesn't apply to them, it doesn't apply to anyone. So again, you've got these Antifa scumbags defending it. They like to get in people's faces. They like to assault people, yet they cower in fear whenever you stick a camera in their face because they don't like to be identified, which is why they wear the black masks. Now, it's interesting in regard to this Spencer incident where Richard Spencer was punched in the face. This guy probably doesn't want to be identified because it actually emerged in the aftermath. And if you've got children listening, just turn the volume down right now, because this is disgusting, but it has to be said. It emerged in the aftermath that this guy who punched Richard Spencer was literally a cuckold sex slave who likes to be led around on a chain and, wait for it, likes to pay women to poop on him. Yeah, they actually uncovered the identity of this tough guy who cold-clocked Richard Spencer in the face from the side. That's what he does in his spare time. That's your moral high ground right there, Antifa. A guy who's literally a cuckold is led around on a chain like a dog and pays women to poop on him. Now, I'm sorry to have to say that. It's absolutely disgusting. But that's the truth. That's what these Antifa guys are into. You know, this is an organization that gets infiltrated by the cops at every single major protest because they're incredibly stupid and naive. This is the organization whose stupid, violent, aggressive behavior, you know, they went to war with trash cans again, like what have trash cans done to offend them? It's their behavior that leads to the cops attacking and pepper spraying innocent people. You had all these journalists who were arrested during the inauguration because they were merely in the same vicinity as these idiots. There you see them bravely taking on the trash cans. So you have their behavior responsible for the cops overreacting. That's why the cops used to infiltrate them. They probably still do, because they could use them as the excuse to have an overreaction and to shut down all the legitimate protests. I mean, Alex Jones exposed that way back in 99 with the WTO in Seattle, completely infiltrated by the police, because it's a problem reaction solution scenario. If they can infiltrate them, they can divert them, they can include legitimate protesters in the same group of people. They can kettle them in, pepper spray them, arrest them, and it's innocent people who suffer because of the aggressive, barbarous actions of Antifa. They are scum. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Dad, I'm really afraid of what's happening with the economy. There's too much civil unrest, too much terrorism, and unstable global markets. I'm tired of riding the ups and downs of the market. It reminds me of 2008. I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA, or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-676-0821. Learn how easy it is to set up your own precious metals private storage IRA and how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. Gold Silver Group can satisfy any of your precious metals investment needs. Receive your gold and silver fully insured and privately delivered to your door. Call Gold Silver Group, 800-676-0821. 800-676-0821.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Have the mainstream media legitimizing once again, fetishizing violence in the aftermath of this assault on Richard Spencer, who again is the guy who I've argued with, don't agree with on basically anything, but I defend his right to free speech, because if he doesn't have a right to free speech, then neither does anyone. When are you going to get that through your thick heads? So we have the Antifa anarchists, who actually act like brown shirt fascists, You know, they're smashing Starbucks windows one week. Next week, they're in Starbucks sipping on a chai latte, whining about capitalism and the system, man. Complete parody of itself. Completely ludicrous movement that just turns up once every year to smash a few Starbucks windows, never achieves anything whatsoever, apart from making themselves look incredibly stupid. There you see a clip from a video of a woman ranting at a Starbucks barista about left-wing issues. I reckon that's fake. I saw that last night. It looks like a really good troll, but maybe we'll play that at some other point. So you've got the leftists basically advocating violence to shut down free speech, which makes them terrorists. That's the very definition of the word terrorist. They're on the same page as the Charlie Hebdo jihadists, who stormed into a cartoon newsroom and massacred a bunch of people while chanting Allah Akbar. Oh, that's what the feminists in Germany were chanting yesterday, wasn't it? We're going to get to that clip in a minute. So we've got this environment being created that it's acceptable to violently attack people if you disagree with them politically. Again, the fact that they're a neo-Nazi doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. When are you going to get that through your thick skulls? If they don't have free speech, nobody has free speech. This idea that you can just attack people if you disagree with them, if they offend you, this is what it leads to. And this is on you. This is on all you leftists on Twitter, on social media, who are celebrating, romanticizing violence against people at the inauguration. This is up on Infowars.com, and we can roll the video. Leftist thugs viciously attack woman for wearing Spanish flag. Video footage shows leftists in Spain viciously attacking a woman in the street because she was wearing a bracelet that displayed the country's national flag. Now, they've arrested six of these individuals. One of them is a leftist politician who is a local elections candidate for the United Left Party in Murcia, Spain. This is what happens when you legitimize assaulting people for their political beliefs. Do you get it? In fact, a comedian in Spain, or in fact he was an actor, came out and said that this girl, who was brutally assaulted as she lay defenseless on the floor in the middle of the night, she deserved it because she was, quote, human garbage. Again, the classy left strikes again. The tolerant left strikes again. All of you people who celebrated Richard Spencer being punched, the beating, the brutal assault of this young girl in Spain by these leftist thugs, that is on you. And you don't have the right to an opinion anymore if somebody comes up and punches you in the face, because this is the environment that you called for. So you're going to get it back in spades. Good luck with that. I will continue to voice my opinions and my free speech without having to resort to using my fists, because that's what we do in an actual tolerant, liberal, civil society. Okay? Get it? I have to keep saying this every single day now. I'm going to move on from that, though. We have got lots more news to cover, but on a similar subject, this is also up on Infowars.com. German newspaper publisher says, or jokes, it's just a joke, murder Trump to get him out of office. This is the newspaper editor and publisher of, I think it's Die Zeit, a weekly German newspaper, who went on German television and joked about getting Donald Trump out of office, not through impeachment, but by somebody in the White House murdering him. This is not some far-left Antifa radical. This is a major newspaper publisher there in Germany, getting up on a live panel discussion show and joking about Trump's assassination. Now, bear in mind that there is a comedian in Germany, Jan Böhmermann, who insulted Erdogan, the Turkish dictator, and faces, what is it, 5 years in jail for insulting a foreign head of state, because that's the law in Germany. If you're nasty, if you say something mean to a foreign head of state, if you make fun of them, you face 5 years in jail. Will Joseph Joffe, the newspaper publisher who said Donald Trump should be murdered, is he going to face 5 years in jail? I very much doubt it, because the left's own rules don't apply to them every single time. We'll be back with the Alex Jones Show live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. I'm going to go back to the news in a second, but I want to tell you about specials we've got at InfoWarsLife.com, and it's an emergency shipment of DNA Force, which is now available. We sold out of DNA Force over a month ago, but we received a deluge of phone calls and emails from listeners asking us when we're going to get it back in stock. Well, it is back in stock. We've got a limited emergency shipment of DNA Force, and it's available at InfoWarsLife.com. To help you restock, we're giving you 10% off. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful line of patented ingredients like BioPQQ and systematic enzymes. Just one ingredient in DNA Force, which is the BioPQQ, has been backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. Just one batch of this stuff costs us more than 30 grand. You can see the 5-star independent reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage of this emergency shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. You can also find all the other great products there. And again, we're funded by you. That's very important, because we don't have to bend our narrative. We don't have to get down and kiss the feet of anyone. like the fake news media does, like CNN does, when they take millions and millions from Gulf state dictatorships to air puff pieces about them. You know, we're not funded by George Soros, like Black Lives Matter is, like all those anti-Trump hysterical protest groups are. We're only funded by you, and that makes us authentic. That makes us the real deal. Doesn't make us perfect. We make mistakes, but it means we don't have to deliberately lie to you. And that's kind of a big deal. And even though we don't deliberately lie to you, we still get lectured every day by the actual fake news media who try to attack us, who try to drag us down as we grow, as we eclipse them on a day-by-day basis. That's why we need your support by getting the products at InfoWarsLife.com. DNA Force now, for a short time only, is back in stock, and you get a 10% discount. That is InfoWarsLife.com. Now, going back to the article we were covering before the break, so you have this German newspaper editor and publisher, Joseph Joffe, who is also, apparently somebody told me, a Bilderberg member. I haven't had a chance to check that, but he's definitely high up in Germany. He's an elitist. Getting up on this news panel show, basically saying that Trump should be murdered to get him out of office, but it was a joke. That's acceptable. Imagine if, you know, Pat Buchanan had got up or someone like that on Fox News and said that Obama should be murdered to get him out of office. Do you think the reaction would have been somewhat different? You know, this guy who had the 5-year prison sentence hanging over his head for insulting Erdogan in Turkey, an actual dictator, that was thankfully dropped. Will this guy have any retribution whatsoever, or will this be allowed to slide? It's kind of funny, you know, because while this is happening, in Germany, we have the German government setting up a Ministry of Truth. This is out of Gatestone Institute. As reported by Der Spiegel, the Federal Interior Ministry intends to set up a defense center against disinformation in the fight against fake news on social networks. And it's basically the same name as the name of the Nazis military intelligence agency. It's apparently meant to demonstrate the government's seriousness regarding the matter. Quote, it sounds like the Ministry of Truth from George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984 wrote the left-leaning daily Frankfurter Rundschau. Frank Uberall, national head of the German Association of Journalists, bluntly stated, this smells like censorship. So what are they going to censor? Well, they're going to censor anything that's, quote, populist. The restriction applies to criticism of the government, especially regarding immigration and energy policies of the EU, and, of course, of Islam. So if you dare criticize the unelected European Union, if you dare criticize mass immigration or Islam, then you may become a victim of the Ministry of Truth. And you can read the Federal Agency for Political Education. Their definition of what they're going to censor is anything, quote, anti-elitism, anti-intellectualism, anti-politics, and hostility towards institutions. In other words, criticism of the government. So you can, in Germany, you can make a joke about assassinating Trump on live television, but don't you dare criticize the EU or mass immigration, because they're going to come after you. The Ministry of Truth, the ex-Stasi officials working with Angela Merkel, working with Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook to clamp down on dissent. But Germany's a liberal, tolerant country. Now, on the subject of liberal tolerance, we're going to go to this video now, again out of Germany, which shows feminists at an anti-Trump march chanting Allah Akbar. And my commentary on that. Let's go to this clip. That awkward moment when self-proclaimed feminists in Germany embrace the most patriarchal, misogynistic, anti-woman belief system on the planet. Progressive, pro-women facet of Islam do you think they were championing? Honor killings, female rape victims being stoned to death, mass sexual assaults, forced marriages of children. A prophet who had female sex slaves and raped a 9-year-old girl. Female genital mutilation.
so progressive, so liberal. How about parents acid attacking their own daughter because she looked at a boy?
A mother and father in adjoining cells, accused of dousing their teenage daughter, Anusha, in acid. Her crime, looking at a boy.
And isn't it ironic that they carried signs complaining about their pussies being grabbed, when that's exactly what Muslim migrants have been doing en masse throughout Germany? So they hate Trump because he said the words, grab her by the pussy, 12 years ago, but they want to embrace a culture that justifies literally grabbing women by the pussy. A culture that gave us something literally called the rape game. But should we be surprised, given that the feminist response to the mass molestation of women in Cologne by Muslim migrants was to visit the local refugee centre and give roses to the migrants? Should we be surprised, given that they're bombarded with government TV ads telling them,
enjoy difference, start tolerance,
Trump homophobia? Granted, that's a fair point, because Trump is executing gay people. Oh no, wait, that's what Islam countries do under Sharia law. Oh yeah, and talking of Sharia law, who was one of the main organizers behind the Women's March in DC? Lisa Sansour, a Muslim activist who advocates for Sharia law, a doctrine that completely disenfranchises women. Sharia law versus women's rights. Yeah, pick one, because you can't have both. Some of the attendees at the Women's March in DC wore hijabs. Probably not for the same reason that Muslim women in the Middle East wear hijabs, which is so they don't get beaten and raped. But let's just keep on pretending that the hijab isn't an international symbol for the oppression of women. Okay.
Islam does not silence me, it empowers me.
Yeah, try and protest for women's rights in Saudi Arabia and see how empowered you feel. Good luck. Oh yeah, and the only people who marched on the Saudi embassy, you know, an Islamic theocracy that actually oppresses women, were Trump supporters. Well, imagine my shock. This is what I've warned about for years. The left is now openly making an alliance with Islamists and Islamism. And it kind of makes sense, because both Islamists and the far left broadly share the same goal: the complete destruction of Western civilization. Oh, don't take my word for it. Read ISIS's own manifesto, where they talk about recruiting left-wing activists because they're on the same page. Look at how far-left rioters try to intimidate Trump supporters by showing them ISIS flags and beheading videos. Listen to the rhetoric at the Women's March. Madonna wanting to blow up the White House.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Leftists all over Twitter celebrating and advocating violent attacks on people with whom they disagree politically. Violent attacks to advance a political objective. Now, what word could we possibly use to describe that? I wonder.
Yeah, but he's a Nazi. Why are you defending a Nazi?
Yeah, that's got nothing to do with it. The far left literally labels anyone who disagrees with them as a Nazi. You can't go around punching people in the street because you claim they're a Nazi, whether they're actually a Nazi or not. Violently attacking people in the street to intimidate them out of expressing their political beliefs. Now, where have I seen that before? Oh, that's right, in Nazi Germany. Yeah, let's be like them. Great idea. So the left is embracing Islamism, the most intolerant belief system on earth. They're embracing intimidation. They're embracing violence. They're embracing completely deranged, frothing, hysterical behavior. While chanting, love Trump's hate, and banging on about how peaceful and tolerant they are. While the leftist media legitimizes all this violence and hatred by refusing to denounce it and labeling it as just another form of protest. You're witnessing the submission and capitulation of the West. But it can only take place with the willing complicity of the left, who have now brazenly decided to make an alliance with the most regressive belief system ever devised.
Allah
Akbar. It's called The Left and Islam, the Unholy Alliance. That is up on the Prison Planet Live YouTube channel. Get it, share it.
On that same subject, of course, we told you about Linda Sarsour, one of the main organisers of the George Soros-funded Women's March, which had nothing whatsoever to do with women. It was another hysterical anti-Trump demonstration. But they said, oh, this is a women's march. How could you possibly oppose a women's march? You must hate women. Well, no, it was a far-left anti-Trump march funded by George Soros, organised by a woman who literally supports Sharia law, which completely disenfranchises women. Okay? This is the doctrine. This is the legal doctrine under which it takes three female witnesses just to match one male witness in court. Basically, women are treated as second-class citizens under Sharia law. This is the foundation of the system that leads to women being stoned to death, that leads to women having their genitals mutilated, that leads to honour killings, that leads to forced marriages. Yeah, that doesn't sound like something that meshes with women's rights to me, but this is the individual who was one of the organisers behind that. Linda Sarsour, somebody who also supports a terrorist group, Hamas, somebody who also gives the ISIS one-finger salute. This is your big women's rights champion, okay? So she was criticised for those beliefs, and then the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is another hate group, claims to track hate groups, actually is one, paints targets on people's backs, so then they can be targeted for hate. They came out and said that anyone who basically criticizes Linda Sarsour is engaging in Islamophobia. So now it's Islamophobic to criticize Sharia law. They labelled Ayan Hirsi Ali and Majid Nawaz, who are Muslim reformers, or at least ex-Muslim reformers, they labelled them as anti-Islamic extremists. They put them on lists with hope, not hate, saying that they were anti-Islamic extremists. Bearing in mind, this is somebody in Ayan Hirsi Ali whose colleague was murdered on the streets of Amsterdam by an Islamic jihadist who pinned a note on his victim saying that Ayan Hirsi Ali would be next. So you have the Southern Poverty Law Center, these left-wing hope not hate groups, actually conspiring with Islamic jihadists to paint targets on the back of people who simply say that Islam is a 7th century religion and is in need of reform. These are the people who support Linda Sarsour. This is out of the Daily Wire. The Southern Law Poverty Center is a joke, and this proves it. The Southern Poverty Law Center, as Daily Wire's Aaron Bandler wrote in his article, is a leftist hack advocacy group which picks and chooses what standards to apply to its labels, consistently turning a blind eye to leftist and pro-Democrat groups and individuals while targeting, often unfairly, their enemies on the right. Over the past few days, SPLC continued to protect hard left and Islamist radicals in the name of the progressive cause by joining the chorus of left-wing organizations and leftist commentators in rushing to support Linda Sarsour. And this was their tweet, SPLC. Islamophobes have been attacking Women's March organizer Linda Sarsour. We stand with her against this type of hate and bigotry. So this is the group that literally paints targets on the back of people who have been targeted for assassination by Islamic jihadists, and they're saying that they stand against hate and bigotry. Okay. Sticking to its modus operandi, SPLC labels anyone who questions Sarsour's Islamist and regressive tendencies as Islamophobes, again, because they don't have an actual argument, they just slap a word on it, while committing themselves to combating hate and bigotry. This begs the question of when SPLC will condemn some of Sarsour's own commentary. And you can see in this article, they use her own tweets where she supports Sharia law, a doctrine that treats women little better than farmyard animals and treats them as second-class citizens. This is the organizer behind the Women's March. What SPLC does not want to address is that Sharia law permits husbands beating their wives. Oh, I guess that's progressive now. Executing gay people, that's also liberal. Again, you had the anti-Trump hysterical people out there saying that Trump would strip away gay people's rights, lock them up.
They didn't march on Saudi Arabian embassy, did they, which actually kills gay people? No, that would be racist. And other despicable things that would never be tolerated in Western civilization. So you have the organizer of the Women's March supporting the doctrine that allows wives to be beaten by their husbands. She's the big feminist women's rights champion. Now she's being defended by the SPLC because, again, they don't care about women's rights. They don't care about minorities' rights. They care about power and demonizing their political adversaries. And they do it at every single turn. They paint giant targets on the back of Muslim reformers who have been the victims of actual assassination attempts by Islamic jihadists. Let that sink in. The article goes on, instead of teaching the nation about Sharia law's regressive and liberal tenets, SPLC will dedicate its resources to defending its proponents like Sarsour and blacklisting Muslim reformers like Ayan Hirsi Ali and Majid Nawaz. The SPLC is a hate group. It targets people who are working peacefully in the world to try and eliminate actual hate and violence. Those are the people it targets while calling them hateful bigots. That's how the SPLC works. That's why it got its funding withdrawn. The SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, is a hate group. It's proven it time and time again. We will be back with a final segment on The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
You're live.
live in this final segment of this hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Potts, and well, we've got a story up on Drudge, which is talking about the elite buying armoured redoubts in New Zealand. Probably a good time to take advantage of this deal, which is up on InfoWarsStore.com. Tactical nanotechnology body armour, previously only available to military and law enforcement, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you have the elite talking about buying nuclear-proof bunkers. Maybe it's time to stock up on your emergency preparedness supplies. Over the past year, InfoWars has been working with some of the top special operators in the United States to source you the absolute highest quality and affordable body armor out there. We've worked with our team of former Blackwater operators and Army Rangers, analyzed and tested hundreds of different body armor technologies for their stopping power and safety. This is the best. This is game-changing. It's waterproof. It's super lightweight. Made in the USA, and it comes with a 20-year warranty. Check it out at InfoWarsStore.com. Also take a look at the exclusive line of tactical nanotechnology body armor, previously only available to the US military and law enforcement. The elite is panicking. They're still running to their armored redoubts even after the warmongering whore Hillary Clinton lost and didn't get her opportunity to start a war with Russia, but the elite are still buying their underground bunkers. So why wouldn't you want to take advantage for insurance purposes of that offer at InfoWarsStore.com? And of course, support this broadcast as it's under attack on a constant basis. Now, I mentioned that story there. It is on InfoWars out of RT, also up on the Drudge Report. US elites buying New Zealand redoubts to escape crack up of civilization. Wealthy Americans are preparing for a possible U.S. collapse or a revolt by the poor and are buying properties in New Zealand, the New Yorker magazine reported. Now, if it is going to be a revolt by the poor, or if it is going to be a French Revolution-style apocalypse purge, then they've only got themselves to blame. They were the ones who spun the narrative that Donald Trump was literally Hitler, that he was going to blow up the world. They were the ones who created the environment that gave us Trump derangement syndrome. These hysterical, maniacal, violent, aggressive, quote, protesters going nuts across the nation, and they will continue to do so. So the elite, they created the environment for this, they only have themselves to blame. According to writer Evan Osnos, preppers from Silicon Valley and New York are getting ready for the crack-up of civilization. One American hedge fund manager, who owns two New Zealand homes, told Osnos he expected at least a decade of political turmoil in the United States. PayPal co-founder and Facebook investor Peter Thiel also owns property there and has described New Zealand as a utopia. Listen to what Reid Hoffman, who is the LinkedIn co-founder, said about what's happening in New Zealand. He said, quote, "Saying you're buying a house in New Zealand is kind of a wink-wink, say no more. Once you've done the Masonic handshake, they'll be like, oh, you know, I have a broker who sells old ICBM silos, and they're nuclear-hardened, and they kind of look like they would be an interesting place to live in." So you've got the insiders with a nod and a wink. They know what they're talking about as they do the Masonic handshakes. The elite still panicked about the potential crack-up of civilization running to their armored redoubts. Is it going to be an uprising of the poor? If it is, again, it's by their own creation. They created the policies which created this massive wealth disparity, declining, you know, wage increases versus interest. They're the ones who created this hysteria surrounding the presidency of Donald Trump. So, yeah, they'd probably be in a position to know if there was a French Revolution-style uprising in the offing for the United States over the next 10 years. So they're still buying those armored redoubts. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show in the next segment. In the next segment, breaking news at InfoWars.com. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.